This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
We're back with Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're here with Maddie.
Chris.
And Dylan.
Chris did a funny voice. I was like, I want to join in.
Hello.
What just happened?
I'm at the frog.
Well, special shout out to Eleanor, who said that she can't make it because she sounds like a frog.
That's right. Poor
it's
Eleanor.
It's okay, Eleanor.
I don't know why I'm talking like this anymore. Far out.
What?
That was right in my eardrum.
Why am I suddenly in the studio with frogs?
I can make a Wookiee sound if you like.
Do it. I've just watched all of Star Wars.
Lucifer.
The mics have been on for less than 30 seconds.
I don't know what's in the water tonight, but hey.
Manners, people, use your manners. We're on air.
Right, there we go. That's a perfect segue.
Exactly.
To manners and etiquette.
So I guess this segment is basically revolving around manners in the gay world, could be your work life, could be anything.
I think manners in general.
In general, yeah. Sense as well. I think just it could be about anything day to day.
My pet peeve is when people don't say please and thank you.
That is a big thing.
Yeah, like it doesn't take time.
No,
it doesn't take effort.
And like we all have got similar face. Well, we work in face-to-face environments. And when someone comes up and they like, because I work in a hospital, and when someone comes up and they start clicking.
Oh, my God.
And they're
like, hi. And I will serve someone.
Or they
next
say,
to
like,
them.
oi. And they clap their hands. It's like,
what, really?
What am I? What?
Yeah.
You're talking to me? What?
You're talking to me.
And another thing is if they, you know, stop talking about yourself, because, you know, we live in a narcissistic times, I know. Mm. But, yeah, just there's more to it than yourself. Try to expand and delve deep to other people, too.
Honestly, I used to be like, I am an introvert. People do not believe this. I am naturally an introvert.
I used to
be so shy. And I actually had to teach myself the ways of small talk.
You know, you definitely be appreciated as well by understanding others.
I was just thinking that when you said small talk, I was just thinking of Better Off Ted with Portia de Rossi, where she's trying to understand small talk.
It just was like, okay, when someone does the how are you, you don't just say good. You say, oh, yeah, good, thanks, yourself. Because I just avoided talking to people as much as I possibly could.
Oh,
so I had to teach myself, okay, this is what people actually say.
Right.
We're robots. We need to do a new makeover for this new thing called manners and day-to-day life.
I know. Just because it's approaching the end of the year does not mean it's the end of manners. Say please and thank you. And if someone says thank you to you, say you're welcome.
You know, they're not.
It's easy.
They're like remnants in the past now.
But that's the thing. It shouldn't be remnants. Manners and, like, just even basic etiquette. Like, let's say, like, even if you're out somewhere, you're in a social environment, and then someone starts talking to you. And we've all been in that situation, or perhaps not all of us. I'm sure there are some freaks out there who have, like, perfect in every single way.
Of course.
But, like, when you're out somewhere, and have you ever been shot down by somebody where you're like, oh, hey, how are you going? Like, I am not interested. And you're like, whoa, okay, you are incredibly
yeah, pretty much.
Rude.
Maybe online, like, I get that a lot. Online's a different thing altogether, but we'll get to that. But in real life, like,
yeah. Oh, I've had it a couple of times. Some queer watering holes. It has happened where people have been like, ew, no. And I'm like, well,
yeah,
I'm
just
going home.
Why? I think the weirdest that I've had was I was dancing this girl at one of the few times I went to a club, and she was like straight all over me, you know, grinding on me, going, you're so gorgeous, you're so beautiful. I leaned to kiss her, and then she was like, oh, no, I have a boyfriend. What?
Wow.
Really?
After like dry humping your leg, and then
pretty
she turns
much.
Around and says, no, thank you, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, just like, you were the one just grabbing my ass. Like, what happened there?
Totally. But that's the thing. Like, I think when it comes to certain social activities, people put on their worst and best behavior all in the same breath.
I think they put another persona as well. It's
not, oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, maybe in the dating world, definitely online, people tend to, again.
Is there a code of, like, grinder etiquette?
It's just all about hookups. It's nothing. It's like a hot butter knife. I mean, it's like a hot knife and butter. Just, like, there's no middle ground. It's just point A to B, just like that. There's like, well, get some leverage, people.
Unless
if that's what you want. But I'm just saying, an old-fashioned, I don't know, conversation. If you're there purely to have fun, that's nice. But if you're there to purely meet others, that's okay. And then, I know, I guess I'm going off topic here. But
even like, if someone messages you and you're not looking for the same thing, don't just say, now go away.
Yeah, just be like, I'm sorry, mate.
I got sent some... pretty explicit messages on the good old social hookup apps. And I just turned around to this gentleman who was quite detailed. And I was just like, yo, man, not interested. And after that, there was no, you didn't even bother to try and gauge consent in the matter. Like, so that's, no,
we're not going along.
Don't expect too much as well. They tend to over... They don't expect you to expect anything. Does that make sense? They just blurt it out. They don't care for your reaction.
But you know what? This is a code of etiquette for all over the internet and the real world. Don't assume that people want to talk sexual or to see your penis unless they have shown explicit interest in talking sexual or seeing your penis.
I actually have it straight up on one of my profiles. I say, look, if you please use your words, and I'd like to have a conversation. If it's just going to be unending, can I see penis pics? Move on.
Best I've seen, my best mate, every time he gets a message on Grindr saying, I want to see a cock pic, he sends a photo of a chicken.
Ah, that's legendary. Amazing.
Another thing is, what about calling people? You know, we always have texted and you know, that's all nice and cute. But what about good old calling? Even better yet, even writing a little message and sending it off on paper.
Yeah.
But talking as well, like on the phone, I think that's nice. And these days, I've noticed if you're with someone, you don't ever call them. It's just because people are fearful of that awkwardness. But I don't know, I feel it's more meaningful, and it shows that this person has more confidence, maybe.
Well, it depends as well, because like you also need to like work out, if you're going to be calling, you need to work out somebody's schedule. At least have a brief idea of somebody's schedule. Like, for example, there's this one person, you know, we've been kind of like messaging and been calling, but he calls me at like 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Now, I work until 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I get home.
So by that stage, you just want to drop?
I just want to drop. I get home and then I get like, have missed calls. I had various text messages. Like, what are you doing? Where are you? What are you doing? And I'm like, okay, do I call and text you at 4 a.m.? No, because you're sleeping. Just because I'm awake doesn't mean... Like, check your privilege. Check your privilege.
One thing that I was wondering about, you know, specifically gay community-related etiquette, is that if you've met someone at, say, a gay club or at a gay event, then you bump into them out in the rest of the world, don't out them. Don't be like, oh, hey, I saw you at Peel or whatever, when they're with someone else. Just don't do that.
Yeah, I think it's very individual as well. So, I mean, most people would... Well, it depends on who the person is, but yeah, they might not want that. Or others who are very out and open, you can just tell straight away.
Yeah,
but again, be mindful as well. So that's pretty much being...
There are people who'd just rather not have, for example, the social parts of their lives interacting with the work parts of their lives and things like that.
What is your take on, I guess, checking in, like if someone were to check in or tag you in a post at a queer event or even any event really without getting the consent first? How do you feel when that happens?
That's happened to me quite a bit. And in my case, like, I've generally been cool with it because people know that I am completely out.
Yeah.
But I don't do it. Like, when I was at Queer Collaborations earlier this year, one of the things we were told, like, in the opening caucus was confidentiality. This thing, one person showed, this is what not to do, and showed a Facebook status she'd made with, like, oh, yeah, I'm loving Queer Collaborations so far. Who's going to be with me at the Queer Women's Caucus? And tagged a few people. And it's like, hey, don't do that. Some people might not be out yet and don't want their personal business splashed all over their Facebook.
Because, you know, they might be still in the coming out stages and still discovering who they are, and you don't want to make it any more stressful by adding these extra stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
It's quite a critical thing, and I just think giving space is also a nice gesture and good manners. But one extreme to the other, I think.
I'd love to know what our listeners think on this matter. Please, please send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Or if you ever want to give Robbie a call, give him a bell on 1300-JOY949.
We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.